Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
And this is wonderful. And you're listening to the Blog Talk Radio, Radio Network. This is the Cosmic Philosopher. I'm Tim Aldred, and I'm late. However, it's better to be late than never. And I hope that you are blessed. You're doing okay. I'm here again today, and I am in real deep thinking about the human world I'm in and try to grasp the experience, and to do so in a civilized way. There are a lot of view for us to see, understand about the realism that exists around us. I just want to develop and to reach that orbital level of seeing things the right way. Talking about seeing things the right way, there are billions of ways to see things as far as I can see. It appears like the quest in my thinking is to find my experience of development and how much have I developed since I am thinking, and thinking in the most conscious and earnest way that I think, and what am I trying to achieve in my thinking? Because we become what we think. I want to think so. That we can only become what we think. And the context of thinking is the consciousness inside of us that is searching and finding what nobody cannot find for us. It takes our own, call your intent, you know, what you want to be, the kind of person you want to be. I mean, that is not coming from outside. It's coming from inside, right? And so I come to realize that, you know, there are a lot of people who are unconcerned about the type of thinking that they do, because for a lot of people, thinking is not a special thing to them. They just want to know that they are thinking and doing what they want to do. But is there any pursuit, intentional pursuit after a certain kind of life that you would like to attain? You know, when you don't have a purpose behind what you're thinking and want to change yourself to being a higher type of person. It is our thinking, and thinking with purpose. You have to have an internal purpose for your thinking and try to exceed. Let's say if you have a discontent, you want to rise above that discontent by achieving what you think you want to get. You want to get right. I can tell you that words are what we depend on to change ourselves. Our thinking is done in your thinking and your thought. Your mind takes you into thoughts that, let's say, tell you what, bring back what your life was a few years ago, and now the person you would like to become, it's like you feel like you probably not getting any further It's not because you don't want to go further, but it's like you can't find a new dimension and make you feel bad when you think that that position in life is there and you can't find it. Now, when you feel like you have a specialty, as far as your quality thinking is concerned, is how well you can observe yourself and find out how you have done by thinking and adjusting to your thinking. That is a very, very important thing, because one's development is not going to come when you're not thinking about it. You need to be thinking about it in order to be on to something. So, for the length of time that I have been thinking about the world around me of human beings, it has to be about people, because it is a division of itself from many other things that make sense. But where we are in our conscious self development is a very important thing, because does my development includes when it comes to people? Do I think in ways that include other people? You know, because that has to be in our heads, the way we think about other people, regardless of who they are. So, no, I don't want to labor in vain. You know, I want to understand some really deep things about life, and I want what I think to benefit the way I am living, my attitude, my interaction with other people, and the nature element of life, what nature is doing to me. As I am living soon thereof, we'll all gone. I want to be in sight of what I am striving for. I want to see my goal and, you know, what goal I have achieved and what goal I'm moving after, as you know, right now. I want to understand society, orderly society. I want to know about and to see myself changing in that direction, where I will adjust to a state of mind and an emotional setting that I work for, you know. So they are interesting things in our lifetime for us to be mindful of, to become in like, and so forth. simplifying the kind of life we are in. We have the governmental element and the role you as an individual play. I think at times about the human element on the planet. Here's a contrast. What happened to when there were no human being at all on Earth? And now that there are two species of human being, and what are we doing? The different section or group of people and what they think about themselves is another view of our human world, where people are full of a lot of different attitude, ideas, and, you know, what a person think of he or herself. And what effort they are making to get on a higher level. Because I can see a vacuum. I can see a vacuum. Whereas there were no human being at all. I can see that. Night and day come and go for billions of years. And there was no human at all to enjoy anything. And there came a time when the hominid primates came about on Earth. And what transpired after they came on Earth? Have you ever seen that picture? You know, what the first human was like? They were not civilized. So what causes a person not to see civilization displayed? Well, like I explained a few shows ago, that you know, the elements of civilization has to do with two major things. It has to do with the intellect of a person and their biological form. The body has the emotional feeling and stuff like that, and it's the motto for the spiritual part of your body. So the spiritual part of the body is not something that you can see, but it is that part of us, a mysterious part of us, the head, that is what creates civilization. There must be a body with a head and make things happen. So many things you can create, and create it when you were silent and maybe not around anybody, and you can think of something and bring something into being and, you know, change up your life. Yeah, and so It comes down to what we think something to be can be understood in different kind of way that reduces the value of what you think. The same thing you can make important, you can, you know, just throw it all away and it doesn't mean anything. When I look and see that, a lot of people don't really care about much of anything. Well, they have to eat and drink and, you know, provide for themselves, and therefore to that level they think. But, you know, life is by far, far, far. More of the things that we can think and make something happen out of our thinking. But you talk about the people of the world, the different societies in the world, and you can think of it in a way that, you know, you stir a lot of concern, but can think another way that that concern is not necessary. So what are you going to do? Well, for one thing, people has to have similar consciousness about life and the value of life. And if you're not able to think that way, life doesn't really mean anything. Because everything that you do in life melts away after a while. It's not all that important. So the good things in life, and for life to be, you know, self-rewarding is to pay attention to things, pay attention, appropriate attention to other people, intermingle as appropriately, you know, possible, in order for us to have a feedback from how we think and what our thinking, what it does. You know, do we generate a life and a conduct that causes someone to think, and that person thinking generate and create something that even you could enjoy afterwards? Because all the things that we see out here, buildings, accommodations, you know, where people do different things. If you notice, we couldn't live without buildings. So we need to find life to be enjoyable, and it's only about us. We're not giving the trees any happiness. They're not dancing to us or nothing like that. So it is us. And if your inner heart is not pure and clean, man, you really don't need to be alive. You know, see? You don't need to be alive. There are things that I think about in life, and especially into my adult age now. And I have to reflect on when I was younger, and let's say before my pre-adult time, and think of what I was concerned about and did not concern about. I can tell you that there is a lot of education that we are to get in order to be well adjusted in the world of humanity. And it is a loss when you grow up like that, because everything is here for us to know and at the right time. Long before we know much, a lot has been wasted because society is not set up for supplying the knowledge, right? The situation that we're in is one where we are allowed to live, and the things we are doing should not be us at the forefront, because we are not causing time to continue. And a lot of times we always behave like are the ones who are making everything happen, and it's not true. Now, one of the things that I am at odds with is the government that is in place right now. Okay? And when I come to the point where I realize that AD Anno Domini is not a government, these homosexuals out of Europe, who is now playing government, and behaving like it is the only government that ever exists. Look, I, what am I to do with that? What am I to do with that stuff there now? When I am reading the World History textbook and nothing what these white people are saying about themselves is true. You see what I mean? Because now we are seeing white people dressed up in cloth, in clothes. When I read the World History textbook, that's not where they're coming from. What is the reason for them to change what they were and trying to fool other people like, you know, they are who we see them to be? The worst sight of hypocrisy and fraud, that's what we are really seeing, whether or not we see things the way we're supposed to see it. But this is really what I come to see. The world is pretty much different from what humanity take it to be. And, you know, it's like white people are not obligated to live civilized. There is nothing I read in history that hold them responsible for anything. White people are not held by nature responsible for anything. They are supposed to live the way they were fashioned. But now we find out that, oh, they step out of that fashioning that they are created with, and now creating trouble with a different class of people, and they feel like they are the ones that are supposed to control everything on planet. So when we were not back there, it was their ancestors, and their ancestors going to leave everything to their bloodline to carry on. So when they do all the criminal acts, all the atrocities to other people, and that's it, there is nobody to say, you can't do it. And these homosexuals, you know, I'm on Twitter, and I am writing certain things to the controller. And I would ask certain questions about
European white people. And I'll ask them, like, when did they speak the first language or something like that? And, you know, they willfully, when they realize that you're cutting into their hypocrisy and their criminal acts upon other people, that's what they are doing in America right now. And you probably know that. And just nobody pay that no mind. You know, well, we have been doing that a lot. Right? And that's what the white people them want. Because the white people are in peril, but they find that they were able to make fools that will allow them to do what they want to do. And that's what's going on. So whilst these white people look at their mentality, and when I tell you that they're not civilized and there is no day coming up in the future that they are going to be civilized, right? But right now they are getting their satisfaction out of what they're doing, and so they can talk and do anything they want, because we don't see the Elohim gods coming and intervening with what's going on. People are being born and people are dying, and so life is going on. Everybody doing what they want to do, their own thing. Like, well, if you were to talk to somebody that are ready, these folks a brain to be civilized. White people do not have a brain to be civilized. And the process that they go through to interbreed and enhance their brain, it just don't make them civilized. When I see the unspeakable killing that they do of other people, and they left their indigenous land and come and fool around other people until it become a normative thing for them to do, and only them. Now, history tells me that we have a family that we ethnic people should be concerned with, right? And that we should be able to live on our own and not with sodomite people around us and telling us that, oh, where you live is theirs. Oh, listen, a people who have a mix-up hormonal system, every sodomite homosexual people have a malfunction brain that allows their entire system to stay in the uncivilized mode. You know, they're saying they cannot come out, because that's I mean, a lot of people don't realize this, that whatever nature sets up, that's what it's going to be. You know, you try to change what nature put down, and then you're going to have problem. Now, I am looking and see that 100,000 years ago, these homosexual people go across the line, look for prey, look for for people. And to do bad and violation, sexual violation. That's what they do. And I'm seeing clear as day the contrast between the African ethnic people. Seeing the difference between our creation of 200,000 years. The difference between the first 100,000 years and the second 100,000 years. If you could switch between the people, the hominid people, if you can see between them and the civilized people, it's different taxonomic energy, right? They're not supposed to mingle or have anything to do, but they did it up front. That's what they did up front and get their result. And here we are today, don't know what to do with these white people, but to accept that they have the right to rule over us. And totally, I haven't heard anybody talk about our government yet. You ever hear have you ever heard anybody of African origin in the context of the hybrid people and the the hybrid people and the ethnic people? Have you ever looked and see the difference between the ethnic hybrid people and the white people then, who say they are the modern man? How did the modern man come? Who created the modern? How were they come about? You don't hear nobody talk about that. If you were to Google and ask where the modern man come from, they would tell you a whole bunch of nonsense that, you know, since these folks can read and write and talk all kind of garbage, and if you try to break into their social behavior right now in America, you would be ashamed to hear or to see what they write and say to you. Okay. I'm talking about what is the worth of the human being. What sense does it make when we are oblivious, concerned about the faculty of humanity, the faculty of lower animals? You see, they act different from each other. Yeah. Well, so do the humans. There is a reason why we should know about the first humans on Earth. What do you know about the first human on Earth? If you don't know about the first human on Earth, you know what? Your life right now don't really value much of anything. Because we value something. But when we don't behave with that responsibility of knowing and acting according to our value, when we don't care that we can be harmed by other people, right? I don't understand how the civilized people came to be called what? The fallen human being. Now, what I come to find out is what the Bible talk about fallen human being, man fallen, Adam and Eve sin, and the sin of the garden. You know, I realize it takes a lot of good reading to know what the Bible is talking about, and that it is ideas taken from history. They are writing in the Bible and talk about that culprit spirit God in the Bible. He's the one who sent messages, you know, inspiration by the Spirit to write in the Bible those things. These white people are looking at us and they are putting on an impression and talk to that impression and say, Adam and Eve in a garden is true. And it is the Spirit God that you read about in St. John's 4:24. Right? St. John's 4:24. God is a spirit, and those who worship him in spirit must worship him in spirit and in truth. We are taught that. And that is ranking stinking foolishness. But what do you expect from white people? Is that they're going to tell the truth? No. No, what I discover, that right now, we are supposed to tell them that we don't want no more of them Bible, no more of them Christianity. But no, they are saying the Western world is their civilization. That's what they're going to tell us. And them are faggot. Them are homosexual. Now, what do you expect I am supposed to think and feel when I know this civilized world history textbook doesn't have white people as civilized people in there? No? They're not in the world history textbook as civilized people, because they will never, only under their rule, know that they will count themselves like they are a civilized number. But they are not under kingship. They come and destroy our kingship, our government, and come replace it with them fucking self. Fucking ourselves. They come and call themselves God now. Okay? What is history? Is the Elohim God. It's not them. And now we take Elohim for nothing, like is a goat, they are ghosts. And you go into South Africa, and you see the place there in South Africa where they have been as a civilized people or beings, and who created civilized human beings. These white people now, in history lies truth of why white people look like real people. Okay? And go back 100,000 years ago, white people did not wear clothes. they attire like what they wrote in their Bible about Adam and Eve, who were naked in a garden. You can think about the earliest human being, civilized human being. It appears like some of the proliferation of people, since we were on our own, having children on our own, and there was no revolutionary working industry going on in them times. So people who are out there who mainly seeking to have sex and have children, you know, how they grew up these children was their business. And so therefore, you could see some people going around without clothes and probably climbing trees like they are monkeys. But no, they were civilized people, though. Right, and that, you know, until the gods that created mankind make provision for the adequate government to care for them and stuff like that. That's what happened. Now, I'm not hearing none of that from the church that I've been to. The church was about what these sodomite white people decide to spread all over the world and to spread their sodomite action. But you see, because things gone so far to where too many people don't understand what civilization is. And the things in the world literature textbook, we don't read it to know that world history is being handled by these white people and handled like they are a part of civilization. And here we are, don't know what they are doing is sweeping us out into the ocean where we can't come back. That's what is happening right now. Because of the interbreeding and their rhesus blood that come into our brain and make us don't understand left from right anymore. I am talking what I have read and what I understand now. And people run away from me like the beast run away from Enkidu in ancient time. You see, and I am saying, if the world is to text, we can read this, you know. And it's like, nobody don't really care about whether you read nothing. We're in bad shape. My friends, I play a little tune. Coming back and see what we can accomplish. Mexico.
The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling. When autumn leaves start to fall, I'll hear old winter song. But I miss you most of all, my darling. When autumn leaves start to fall,
let's say we're a little refreshed now. I am perplexed. I can tell you that I am perplexed because what I become aware of in the world, I cannot be a quiet person. I sleep good at night. Yes, but I am under pressure because I'd never imagined that the human world was so messed up. Where criminals can come out of the mud hole, say they are a king. You know, say they are king. And take control of things that they have no right, no part with. And these are people who take control of the planet. Not making any sense to me. If you say to these white people that, look, you come from Europe, that's where you belong, they don't know what you're talking about. And that's where the history books say they come from. I can be in this radio and they are cutting off my mic. And yet still, we are going on like, oh, we are in a civilized world. No. I just think that the relief comes from the fact that civilization began on planet Earth. It was not on planet Earth all along. There was no civilization because, you know what? I have always heard the word civilization. And I really did think of what civilization is for quite a few years, yeah. But it took quite a while before I come to find out the reality of civilization. Now, what causes all of these churches to be established all around the world by sodomite people? How can the people who are oppressed and made to be nothing, how do we allow these white people to do the things they do? I understand now why. But I didn't know all along. Civilization. And you Google civilization and see, it's going to tell you what civilization is, right? All right. And I'm right here. Anybody who wants to, like, come in on what I'm saying? Civilization. Civilization. What is civilization? I'm going to tell you, right? And I'm going to tell you what world history textbook tells me. This is Google, right? All right. This is like on the street kind of a communication, because they can tell you anything here. There's no certification to what they are telling you on here, but it's a government-run service. It should be telling the, you know, the authentic information, but only some things they do. But the fact that they are running a world that they don't belong, but they have their chest high, like, oh, America is our country. And when you talk about the White House, when I began to read about the White House and people in the White House, it was kind of a strange and confusing. You see what I mean? I mean, this is ridiculous. Originally created by legendary game designer Sid Meier Civilization. I don't know what they're talking about. The official site. Civilization is a turn-based strategy game. Okay, see, you know, I want them to tell me about Civilization. Let's put something else to it. World Civilization. Let me put it like that. Not just Civilization. Okay. Civilization World. All right. Well, that's really what I want, you know. All right. So, no, I don't want a game. I don't want a game on it. World Civilization. I don't want no. It still come back with game. I don't want that. I don't want that. I want straight Civilization. All right, Civilization textbook. Let's see. World Civilization, 8th edition. And let's see what he says. Alder and Powell, World Civilization, is a vibrant introduction to world history, structured to meet the demand of your study schedule. It's clearly written. Now, see, I'm having a hard time here. Yeah, they're telling me about Haldor and whatnot. I just want clearly Civilization. World Civilization. All right, so why can't I just get Civilization? I don't want a Civilization textbook. I want clear Civilization. Yeah, Civilization definition, what it is. All right. Now I think I got the definition now, the right presentation that I'm looking for up here on Google. What is a simple definition for civilization? The stage of human social and cultural development. This is not even a good presentation of the definition. And organization that is considered most advanced. All right? You know, it sounds like, you know, it could work for one, you know, some kind of definition. They equated the railroad with progress and civilization. The process by which a society or place reach an advanced stage. So what stage was it coming from all along? You see what I mean? This is like telling you that what they are telling you, civilization, is not the right definition at all. Because they're telling you about people who come together and they have to develop to reach civilization. Not Nagasa. Nothing don't go like that. The society, culture, and way of life of a particular area. Plural known civilizations. The great books of Western civilization. Culture, custom. So up to now, I haven't read the definition yet. And see, they were telling you, show you pyramids and stuff like that, and they call that civilization, right? The building of the pyramid, they call that civilization. That is not adequate for the definition of civilization. It's just not. It just does not. Now, listen to these definitions that I'm giving you. Way of life, they call that a civilization. Attainments, achievements, customs, culture, right? Now, they putting little skirting what civilization is. You see? But if you look into the World History textbook about how civilization began, big establishment of civilization. When you're talking about establishment of civilization, if you're talking about civilization in the sense of putting up buildings, that's not where civilization starts. That's not the definition for civilization. If you want the primary definition for civilization, to know exactly what civilization is, what comprises civilization denotatively? Denotative civilization. What is it? What you doing with this here? Don't want this here. What are you putting that here for? I want. I want. I want D-E-N. Denotative. C-I-V-R. All right. Denotative. Meaning of civilization. Denotative civilization. All right. Let's see what we're going to have here. All right. I want denotative civilization.
definition. What is CIPI? So C, it comes back, then it is civilization. All right, so what is this now? A simple definition of civilization. Let's see. Encyclopedic entry. Vocabulary. A civilization is a complex human society, usually made up of different cities, certain characteristics of culture and technological development. And technological development, right? And these are bits and pieces of civilization. But as good as these things sound, it still don't define the most basic definition for civilization. It doesn't. In many parts of the world, early civilizations formed when people began coming together. And that is not really the most simplified meaning in urban settlement. You see, so, all right. Let's ask this now. When did civilization when did civilization from Earth, E-A-R-T-H. Right. When civilization come to Earth? All right. Let's see. Civilization describes as complex way of life. Complex way of life, and you're going to have human being to make it up, right? This begin to sound better. That came about as people began to develop networks of urban settlements. The earliest civilization developed between 4000 and this is a lie. If you're talking about putting up buildings and stuff like that, putting up building is not civilization. When the rise of agriculture and trade allowed people to have surplus food and, you know, at this side of my people, I'm writing this, you know. Now, if you want to hear who was the first civilization on Earth, all right, listen to this. They're saying Mesopotamia, between 400 and 35. 100 years ago in the BC.
which is not true. It's not the truth at all. It's not the truth at all. This is how civilization began on Earth. They came to Earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. That's civilization. And here is what I am reading from the history book of Zechariah Sitchin, when time began. When time began is not when people just start putting up buildings. That is a little of the byproduct of what civilization does. But civilization has to start with the two elements of a faculty and body. That's the only way you get civilization. I tell you the difference now. I'll show you a difference. On Earth, there was no civilization at all when it comes to mankind or cattle. There was no civilization over billions of years. Now, people out there are listening to me, and you're either going to think that I am, you know, off my, you know, my brain cannot be working good, right? If you're thinking so, I'm. It may seem like I'm trying to stretching too far. No, but I am going for the exact definition of this important word, civilization, and I'm going to show you how the world fall into darkness under what they call man fall from grace. We don't understand words properly now in the world that we're living in today. Because you'll come to one of the place that is recognized as a literal academic point where, you know, you can be told the right thing. And look at, you know, what I'm poking all kind of stuff everywhere into this. So I'm going to show you that civilization is not what I am reading about here. It's come close, but it has no origin at all. And who is doing it? These faggots. That's it. America is there, and Palestine is there, and everywhere is there. And where they come from? Them not come from nowhere. They cannot tell you straight that they come from Europe. No, they are afraid of telling you that. You see what I mean? Because they are never civilized. White people are not civilized by nature. I am showing you here that when the first human came on Earth by evolution, male and female, they were not civilized. Right? They were not civilized. And how long were they on Earth before civilization came to Earth? They were here over 3 million years. And all they could do, as far as civilization is concerned, they had no civilization. Over 3 million years. So you come with me now and you tell me if you think I am wrong and you are right when you think that when I object to Google and dictionary of the modern time, I don't have no dictionary that is coming from the BC era. I don't have that. Because these homosexuals don't come in with their modification to change the proper perception of things. This is what they do. And when we fall under their AD and Adam and Eve, we are falling under their fucking destruction of civilization. That's what we fall under. Like you read in the Bible that a king should come and sit upon the throne and do good things. In the Old Testament, right? In the New Testament, you should see the fulfillment. Because the Old Testament write that years ago. Now when the Messiah come, is the time when the New Testament is written. So there's no way you shouldn't see the fulfillment in the New Testament. Where in the New Testament do you find the prophecy of Isaiah in the Old Testament fulfilled? Where in the New Testament is it at? Show it to me. It does not exist. There is no fulfillment in any New Testament. And you can't look for it in the Old Testament because that's where the prophecy came from, right? So what I'm trying to show you, what we are believing and actually living by is this is something that destroys our brain big time. I am showing you now, if you think that it is important for you to understand words and exactly what things mean, well, you should be seeing it in what I am saying. That what they have here telling you about bits and pieces about civilization, but not telling you exactly what is the molecule of civilization. They ain't able to tell you that. You see? And therefore, when you talk about a civilized people, what are you talking about? A civilized people. Is it because they live in a house, a nice house or something like that? No. Is it because they make iron or something like that? No. But does making iron have anything to do with civilization? Yes. But you just don't get the meaning of civilization by talking about you can make iron. No, that wouldn't serve for the definition. So I'm telling you that when it comes to what we generally think civilization is today, it's not. It's not civilization that we are thinking about when we talk about our civilization. What do you mean by our civilization? These people are writing here that civilization began on earth 4,000 years ago. And you look into the World History textbook, and I can read some of that to you from the World History textbook, that it is the end of the Neolithic age when at that time, 4,000 years B.C., going into 3,000 B.C., coming out of the Neolithic Age and coming down to the Bronze Age, that would be like, you know, from 3,000 to 1,200 B.C. All right. And I'm saying to you, it don't mention nothing about European right here, sir. European have absolutely no mention in the World History textbook that tells us about civilization that comes in at 4,000 to 3,000 BC. All right? It doesn't, because you're going to hear about Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. That has nothing to do with white hominid Europe. Europe is not mentioned when it comes to civilization on earth, right? And civilization on earth came 450,000 years ago. This is the mention in Zachariah Sitchin's book. He is talking about civilization because if those hominid primates that never spoke a language from 3.5 million years. Since they were never civilized, then when did civilization come along? They make stone too. Did that make them civilized? No. So what makes them civilized? Did they have a post office or anything like that? No. Were they civilized? These white people that just, you have your turn, they are homosexuals and stuff like that. And I tell you that they own everything that African people have. How do they come to own anything from the first civilized human being that was hybrid? And that's 200,000 years ago. Right? And they, according to the World History Textbook, if they want to be a culture, it's up in Europe. It's not any place else. You see? So what is it that is impairing the African people to understand what civilization is? Something happened. They crossbreed and bad blood turned their brain, into definitely is like a battery that is damaged and it is not functioning properly. You see what I mean? So what I am telling you is that it's long enough to know that there was no civilization and there was no human being civilization, okay, on Earth until the ape man came about, okay? And they forced the civilized people to interbreed with them, okay? You have the Neanderthals that is published that these primates forced the Neanderthals to interbreed with them, and when they done, they kill and extinct the Neanderthals. That's what happened. And here we are, not knowing what happened, and the way these sodomites are presenting things into the world, know that they can talk and stuff like that. How did they come to talk? Nobody will find that out. But I find it out. And okay, I'm talking and I'm telling you, and you laugh at me to scorn to Dickens. And you know what? I know I'm right. And it doesn't matter how much people are saying the contrary. They are not right, and they can't come and face, face the judgment and convince that they have it right, because they will have to show in print, like have it here before me in print, that talking about civilization and not representing civilization. I read this to you about they came to Earth, talking about the gods, the Elohim gods, from Nibiru planet. They came to Earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age and scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. What is that? You see, that is the root of what civilization is, you see. And these hybrids came to Earth with all of the sophisticated scientific and spiritual enlightenment. Think about that. Under the guidance of those people, the ancient visitors, the hominid, not the hominid, I mean the Elohim Anunnaki. And they came to Earth, right? Thousands of years ago. I told you it was 450,000 years ago, right? And this just tell you it came to Earth thousands of years ago, and it brought in enlightened civilization human being, which the primates are not. And why you don't see white people into the World History Textbook as is mentioned 4000 BC, when a certain context of civilization rise, okay? All right. That could never happen unless many thousands of years before you have beings. You can call them extraterrestrial beings. You can call them that. But their proper name is an identity is as people that come from a planet into this our solar system. It's not like it is, you know, it come from, you know, any place else. It's right in our locale, you know, in solar system of about 12. And here we have a visitor from our sphere, had a reason to come down to Earth to do a mission that they have real need to produce, okay? And they came, and they did not come here to create no human at all, right? They came and brought their people from their society. And we may think that there's nobody else around, but you got to throw that away. No, we are here because there are connection with Earth and another planet. And the people that live up there, they are superior to us. We live on a little planet that you could call, you know, ordinary function planet. That 24 hours a day is not up to the speed of what that Nibiru planet is like, okay? So, so here you have what civilization is about. Under the guidance of these visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished as revolutionary advances in art, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world. And they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. In this extraordinarily documented, meticulously researched work, Zachariah Sitchin draws remarkable correlations between the events that shaped our civilization. You see what I mean? Now, was this civilization with the primates of 3.5 million years? You hear what this book says and tells you what the visitors to the planet, what they did on the planet Earth. Is that true or false? You have been around this world, right? And you see things like the pyramid. Who built the pyramids? Because the only people that exist before the gods came here were the primates. And they were not used for anything when the gods needed helpers. They didn't go there to get them so that they could help to supply labor. No. And it so happens that after the gods created hybrid worker, not just ordinary humans, but hybrid, a mix of blood between two qualified, qualified to mix life together. These people, the reason why the gods, even if they wanted to use these people, they couldn't because they have bad blood and cannot mix with the god's blood. So it is a qualified species that mixed blood with the god's blood. If you understand what I'm saying. White people are not to interbreed with us. And look and see what happened when our people got mingled with them 100,000 years ago. Look at when the gods left and stuff like that. You see anything go on here between the gods and us and Africa turn idiot, fool to these people cross-breeding and bad blood. African people have lost a lot of their orbital mental power that we don't perceive and do things the way it's supposed to be done. And these guys who learn to read off of us, learn skills and stuff like that, that they did not have 3.5 million years before the gods came here. So who brought civilization here? The gods. And when they created us, they mixed blood and give it to us. Now, these sodomite primates, they got talking baby once they mingle themselves with the sapien people. Right? They stopped looking like monkeys off of the Neanderthals. You see? And all they do now is make trouble, write all kind of foolishness, because we don't get to the point where we tell them to get out, because we don't want their Bible or nothing like that from them. We are unable, and we are not becoming sodomites like them. You know what I mean? And they come here and talk about they have Supreme Court and all this kind of stuff, and we're not able to kick them out. You see? They will be out. It doesn't matter what they do here. They will be out. And that time is right here. It's just a matter of time. The gods decide what they want to do about us and these sodomites. You will see what's going to happen. So I'm telling you that we are here being affected by these sodomites are talking about, oh, they are superpower. Where is Africa? The first time they come out with political efforts, it is Africa that they talk into allowing them to do it. So you don't see nothing more of Africa. You don't hear nothing more from Africa. These big dark-skinned stud African men, you don't see them no more. You see, they totally step back and allow these sodomites to destroy the heterosexual people. You see what I mean? And they come and mix up with us now, since through them interbreed up with our people long time ago, and we don't have no more sense. They can do whatever they want. These white people, they can do whatever they want, because we don't know about any law of civilization that protects us. We don't know that. And yet still it is right here in front of us. It's in the world, it's a textbook. And here, you know, in a smaller source of history. In a little book, you can get it right here. But you have the World History textbook to tell you the difference between the first hominid primates, human, and the second wise sapien. There's a difference. You see, So the point is now, you read this that, and it is telling you that it is not a spiritual like in the Bible. They are talking about a spirit God in the Bible. This book is not talking about spirit people. It is talking about people who are alive and have spirit in themselves, with a body, with blood, flesh and blood. But they are higher beings than just ordinary beings. So when they use their blood to create anatomical human life. That is something serious. And these sodomites are here now to mash up everything, our perception. We don't know what is what. In this extraordinarily documented, meticulously researched work, Zachariah Sitchin draws remarkable correlations between the events that shape our civilization in millennia past, pinpointing with astonishing accuracy the tumultuous beginning of time as we know it, and revealing to us the indisputable signature of extraterrestrial gods indelibly written in stone. That sound, it points out everything. It don't talk stupidness like what I'm reading here with these sodomites writing and making the world to be like, oh, this is the world of civilization. And they can twist and twist everything around. And we are not seeing the things that we are to see. You think that wise men follow a star. And I read you that chapter right now. Is Matthew 2. Read Matthew 2 and you will never find any, nothing at all to subscribe to wise men following a star to a baby. You will not find anything into that very denotative chapter of Matthew 2. There was never any such thing happening on planet Earth. But yet still these homosexuals come up with their Bible and tell us about a spirit God. Nothing don't go like that. So world history, if you understand what world history is, and you're going to read it and find out who are we and where we are coming from, it's going to be a complete different thing. But right now, we're not doing that because we have the Bible. And these are the homosexual book. The Bible is homosexual book. It's no joke about that. To read and to understand what I read, I can tell you this. What these white people think today, since they interbreed and got our blood inside of them, this is the way they talk. In 1857, the United States Supreme Court ruled that black people were property, and as such, they had no claim to freedom. They were not free to even file a lawsuit in federal court. So you think that's a court, right? It's not. It's a bunch of uncivilized nonsense that we are playing to, and they are making this a reality. That you go there, okay, and you get little justice upon this and little justice upon that. But they themselves, if you take them up on civilization, they will have to scrap, run. You see, because what they're doing about Supreme Court is not civilized stuff at all. It don't concern African civilized people. Right? And who have you ever heard said that before? And since I am a newcomer, and I'm talking all this kind of stuff, you should be able to, like, overcome what I'm saying. But because I am abiding by the rules of etymology and civilization, I am not going off in anywhere. You see, who is going off the authenticity of civilization? It's these sodomite white people who can't tell you where they come from. They can't tell you what their species really is. You see, they have to, go into all kind of a duplicity, you know, to try to convince somebody. But if you go straight, these people have to run because there's almost nothing that mean, you know, in what they're saying. You see what I mean? So we just need to know. They're telling us that we, why are they looking at us? And they know exactly where we come from. But they're looking at us and say, and because they're humiliating us because they want everything we have. Don't you know? Don't you know that? White people, they want to look like us because remember, they're coming from primates. And how they come to talk is something that moved them from out of that position. So we are now, they can think a lot like us and go on with all kind of thing. And we are not able to like say, hey, but you're not civilized. Why you're not in the world? It's a textbook. No, they want to bring us down to sodomy, if you don't know. That's what they do. And there are so much evidences for me to reach out to that. If I were to have, you know, I mean, a battalion of people down on me, it would be easy for me to just get them, get rid of them one by one, just like that. No problem. You can't face me with that. You see, and a lot of people, I think, is not facing me because they know what will happen if they do. They know. I'm reading for sure. I don't have no motive to make myself somebody who, you know, as usual, people want other people to adore them and look up to them. And I'm not into that. I'm into talking the truth. You know, and as it is good for me, it's good for you. And me don't have any way of like to hold a little thing back so that you keep on listening to me. No, I'm going to tell you everything that come right into my mind basin right now so that, you know, you understand. This is not a believing business. Dealing with knowledge. You don't deal with belief in that. You carry belief where it belongs. Right now, you want to read and understand so you can know how to act. How to behave. You understand what I mean? All right. So what I'm trying to tell you is my thinking about the human world and our inability to make distinction is the problem. You see, so you are going to be deprived all the time because you're reading the wrong stuff. You see? But I realize that having a covenant with word, follow words in every way to understand what is there to be understood. That's what I do. You see? So, and I get so much benefit out of being the way I am. But if you saw me when I was growing up a boy, you would not have seen anything like of me, like what you see right now. You would not. And I this is what I clamor for growing up. I wanted to know the real things. The things that, yeah, the things that is going to take me in the right direction when I think I can conform myself to reality. That's what I always wanted. And now I am blessed with read whatever little I can read, but understand it. And that's all I'm doing. So if you can read a lot and you read a whole bunch of the bunk that these people are writing and you think that is the right thing and you talk to me, you find out you're stuck in the mud because I am dealing with the basic of what it said and you're into something else. My friend, I'm telling you that I came on late today and I wanted to sleep, but I tell you what, somewhere along the line, I stopped wanting to sleep. Somewhere along the line, I stopped wanting to sleep and get in line with what I was thinking, because sometimes I felt like I was kind of losing my position. But that is gone, and this is gone. It's gone quite a while now. I don't feel sleepy, right? Because into word energy here that can take me out of any sleep. Now, so let me tell you this. We don't have a lot of long time, so I am going to go into the recipe, right? The headline. When Elohim's civilization arrived on Earth, when gays begin, we have here Elohim arrived on Earth. And what am I talking about? Civilization. And that's what I'm talking about. There was no civilization before the Elohim came to Earth. And when they came to Earth, it is a narrative that holds a lot of information about what led up to the Elohim coming to Earth to go into South Africa and do a mission that lasts a whole bunch of hundreds of thousands of years. It was a serious mission that they were on. And while they were here, they do a lot of enhancing things that we benefit us. And they are not to be taken lightly. Do not take the Elohims lightly, because they created us. And look, it is because they found out we have use for them. We are a good life because we have civilization that come from their blood. And it having it the right way. Now that what the crossbreeding that these sodomite people have with us, it doesn't bring them up to our level. Because they care about themselves. They're killing us off every day. You see, and the amount of evil that they did to start looking like humans and talk like humans. Hey, you have got to know what has transpired. And when they think that they can write Bible and make us into sodomy and stuff like that, they are finding out now it's not going to work, you know, because we are far ahead of them in the context of being the highest form of humanity. Yeah. Neanderthal was the third highest human being, the wise sapien. And the wise sapien begot two subgroups, that's the Neanderthals and the wise sapien. Right? So now you're looking at a situation here when I'm talking about civilization. I make the distinction and tell you that the hominid, 3.5 million years, these white people from upper Europe, they have been around in Africa about 2 million years. And then 1.5 million years ago, they went up into Europe. And it's from there they create problems to turn the world upside down to where it's at right now. Too many people in the world that their brain dysfunction now, right? Because the spread of their virus continue to hurt people. Okay? Now, however long they may live because of the blood that they have, well, I don't know about that, but they are around because of the blood that they get from the hybrid people. The blood that belongs to the God inside of us, it got into them. But how much the mileage they're going to get out of it, I don't know how much mileage, but they are around. And they are raising hell with it, because they shove Africa aside, and we don't have kingship government no more. Do you know that? Under A.D. and Adamani, you're under the 1220 A.D. that these guys, the worst type of maggot homosexual child molester them. Them write those laws to control us that we are under now. What happened to Amurabi? What happened to Amenhotep and all the other kings that rule the world, civilized world? Where they come from? These white people are not civilized, and they never will civilize. And the history is here to prove it. But they reached a stage where they could have told us that in 1857 that we, in their United States. If you think the United States is something civilized, of course not. Okay? I'm talking about where you have people who are actually causing problems, who are now posing like they are civilized. This is what I'm talking about. So if we don't, you know, get up and begin to, like, try to understand, nothing is... Look, they are going down because civilization is against them. You see, they try to look like us. They want to be us. That's what is going on. But it's a psychological front that they're putting on. You can't read so much and know where we're coming from and don't understand that we never take anything from these white people. These white people, you can hear now how much a lot of them in past time have been worshiping African people. But now they come to a point now where we are, we are going down because their blood affect our brain over the past 100,000 years. And we are going down, 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 down. Now, if you hear something that sounds like you should pay attention to, you should. Because all they want you to do is believe what you don't know. You see what I mean? All right. So, I'm telling you that the civilization coming. You didn't hear that they were killing themselves before civilization came. Because civilization bring good things. Okay? But civilization is spiritual enlightenment of the Elohim. Right? And the kind of knowledge, the science knowledge they have. That's what we are using on earth right now. If it hadn't been for civilization, we would not know this thing because you read about the revolution of the Bronze Age. They are the one who would bring it here, not these homosexuals. Okay? So it's from we they get the some enlightenment and things that bring them to where they are. It's written in the world. It's a textbook. Any day you want me to read that and show you exactly these folks are in the world, it's a textbook, and they are not civilized. And you will find out how they do it once you read it. Okay. To work the work of Thornton, Stannard, and other scholars, has also been very important in fostering greater understanding of the various interrelated specific causes this demographic collapse. Listen to this. When I tell you about civilization, there was none of these gays that were able to do anything to make trouble, okay, except the sexual one that they knew about. But they were not able to do anything to create any civilized effect except making stone tools. So the gods come now and created us, hybrid, and we begin to, first of all, spread civilization all over the world. And then you see, it started out 100,000 years ago when these sodomites came and saw some of our people migrating out of out of Africa, right? And this is where the problem started, where they go and have talking babies and fill up the world now like they are the ones who are humans. All right. This is an account of what they are doing to us right now, okay? But this are some things they have done in the past in America, and it goes on like this. The research provides a powerful refutation of the efforts of Gunter Lowe, Michael Medved, and other commentators to minimize the responsibility of European invaders, because they're telling lies to, like, you know, I mean, to throw us off completely and make us totally oblivious to what they're doing. Yes, European invaders and their descendants, you see, for the indigenous oligarchs, you see. Something is wrong with us, and it's the reason why they have managed to be destroying us the way they do, because of the interbreeding, and we keep on interbreeding with them and have, you know, crossbreed babies with them and stuff like that. That's where the fall of men came about, and we don't have any of the gods and Elohim to help us because we gone away from them. We don't have no standing for the gods to help us out, because they know we are qualified to defend ourselves and stuff like that. And now we go into bed with them and lose our protection. And this is what is happening now. So we are up against these sodomites who killing us like we are less than the dogs that they have sexual companionship with, man. Okay? You got to know these white people, who they are, that they are the great pretenders. You don't see what I mean? Because here they are in everywhere we go in the Western world, we don't have anything to protect ourselves. Nothing. What do we have to protect ourselves besides use their AD and Adamani law? Because we don't know anything else. And it's not that we don't have kingship laws that governs orderly people, not even these faggots that are here, but orderly people. They don't belong here. When I tell you that, it's not a joke. White people don't belong among African people, but they would want you to know that they are the ones who don't want us among them. That's not the way it works. They can tell us that because they know that we are oblivious to our own history, and they know that this interbreeding take a toll on our brain. We can't rule ourselves, because why should Africa step off the scene and not protect its people? It just seems like they just try to give them a little bread and milk or something like that over there now. You see what I mean? But for us to, like, say, go to Africa and think you would be safe, well, I think you may be a little safer than you in the United States. It probably so, right? Because I don't think they're shooting up over there like in America here. You see what I mean? So this goes on to say, such efforts have usually evolved narrowly, focusing attention on the significance of diseases brought by Europeans and their African slaves in the decimation of the indigenous people. on denying the invaders' genocidal intention. 33. In contrast, Stannard has written. You see what I mean? We are oppressed and we don't have anybody that is defending us and we don't have our history to cite. We're talking all kind of foolishness that is unrelated to our defense. And to chase these iniquity, homosexuals, out of our way. They don't belong here, but they're telling you that they you know, it's theirs. You see what I mean? It doesn't make any sense. You see, and our people are filled with the Holy Ghost and stuff like that. They don't realize that Holy Ghost stuff that make them, go into the dark, into the of their brain, and they can't realize that what we are into is actually killing us rather than enlightening us. It's true. In a plainly quantitative sense of body counting, that the barrage of diseases unleashed by the European among the so-called virgin soil population of the Americas cause more deaths, other single force of destruction. However, by focusing among entirely, by focusing almost entirely on disease, by displacing responsibility for the mass killing onto an army of invading microbes. Contemporary authors increasingly have created the impression that the eradication of these tens of millions of people was inadvertent. A sad but both inevitable tended Alright. I see. Let's see. I have to do a thing here. Alright, and it's we're talking about I'm going for 20. Okay. Turn 20. Alright. Now yesterday? Yeah? Let's see. No. This is not the right one. Ellen slash down. That's yesterday? Oh, no. I am on today, 21. Okay. I see. I figured out now. Oh, it's not yesterday. This is 21. Okay. All right. So now he said, where am I? However, by focusing
almost entirely on disease by displacing responsibility. By placing the responsibility for the mass killing onto an army of invading groups. Contemporary authors increasingly have created the impression that the eradication of those tens of millions of people was inadvertent, a sad, but both inevitable and unintended consequences of human migration and progress. In fact, however, the near total destruction of the Western Hemisphere, the Western Hemisphere's native people, was neither inadvertent nor inevitable. This is what I am telling you that we are under here. Our brain is not what it is supposed to be. So, and who is the cause of it? These same white people. You see, and they've realized that they can turn things around and carry out a different impression with the rhetoric that they have, because they can write better than most of us. And they can argue equally the same. You know? And we are right now, we don't have any hedge over these white people. It's not that we don't have hedge over them, but we are impaired by them. They do the preemptory thing 100,000 years ago, and now we are stuck with our brain, out of orbit. Yeah. I cannot understand why we don't see AD and Adam and he's not a government. These people talk any load of shit, and we believe it, about 666. What is 666? This is a sodomite old bunch of garbage. And we are affected by it. We are blockaded by nonsense, these microbes that these people are carrying around and destroying us with it. We don't have anything going on for us at all. But, my friends, it's about right there. I'm going to leave it and hope that you are able to get a peek into our existence. All of us, we'll soon be gone. We'll soon be gone. But you can't look forward to the church that is not our. It is not our religion. It's not our way of life. Church is an idiotic, microbic, white people thing. But because of what happened, they are able to, like, create these impressions. When I look and see, now, everywhere in America, they are the one who put up all of the institution around here. You don't see us have anything. We don't have anything. And it's pure faggot business. When you really look at it, they're not supposed to be here. And look at them. They might tell you, we not supposed to be here, don't you see? So, my friends, listen to me. You take good care of yourself. All right, and whatever you can do to help yourself, that's what's going to help you, and that's what I'm doing, is help myself. It's the word, and these people will be gone.
They will be gone. It's not going to happen all forever and ever. But right now, to do what is proper and what is right. But going to church and aiding these white people, like, oh, you have to depend on them to feed you and all this kind of stuff. Well, you're not going to get out. You're not trying to get out. You're not going to get out from underneath them, because the level at which they are at in their reasoning, it's going to take us to go much further than them in order for them to turn back and go about their business. But, hey, if you go out and get another place to settle, they come in there. These folks are going to come there because you don't have any power to fend for yourself, nothing. And it is the history and the truth of history is reading properly and know what you're reading. Nobody can take care of that. That's our ground. But we are not there, and we can be there if we listen well and take in the right, instruction. Don't believe anything. You want raw knowledge. And these sodomites take over everything on here. I'm looking all the time, and look what is happening, and nobody to help. But I tell you, AD and Adamani is shit. AD and Adamani that they're talking about in the year of our Lord, and everything you buy is going to a court of law and tell the judge that, what is AD and Adamani? And he will puke up himself. You hear me? All right. Well, you take care. I don't have much more, and I hope that you get something, I get something. Take care, and hope next edition we'll be able to do something more.